Shabbat Shalom. We'll do the blessing before the learning of the Torah. Blessed are you, Hashem, our God, King of the universe, who has made us holy through his commandments and commanded us to actively study the Torah. Please, Hashem, our God, sweeten the words of your Torah in our mouths and the mouths of all your people. May we and our offspring and our offspring's offsprings and all the offspring of your people, may we all together know your name and study your Torah for the sake of fulfilling your desire. Blessed are you, Hashem, who teaches the Torah to his people. Amen. Today's Torah are a couple of them, so that means I get to stay up here twice as long, right? Next week. Oh, anybody have an allergy? I don't think so. Just everybody. Well, today's Torah's reading, there's quite a bit in it, of course, there being two parashas. And it's getting towards the end of Moses' time with the people, and he's trying to get as much through to them as he can. And I run across a portion that caught my attention. I looked and it said, the Torah is not in space. Huh? Yet I was wondering, the Torah is not in space. And in Deuteronomy 30, 12, it says, it isn't in the sky so that you need to ask. Who will go into the sky for us? Bring it to us? Make us hear it? So that we can obey it? That's a question. Well, we don't have to travel to the heavens or cross the seas to learn it. It's close to our hearts. We just got through saying that. I'll put it on your hearts. But I think that we've kind of lost our way someplace. I listened to a lot of the teachings and what you have to do to become and know the Word. There's a lot of things out there that are crazy. You don't have to jump through hoops. You don't have to do a lot of things because the Lord doesn't work that way. He doesn't. And I think I can use an old Jewish story to show how our minds work. And I love the old Jewish stories. And the story is told of Rabbi Solomon, a poor tailor from Lwów. I don't know if you guys have been to Lwów, Poland or not. It's a pretty big town there. But anyway, who had recurring dreams. Each night his father would appear to him and tell him about a secret fortune. All he had to do was travel to Vienna and visit the royal palace, exactly 50 yards from the palace, explained his father, was an old oak tree. Under that tree, his father told him, lies a great treasure. All Rabbi Solomon had to do was dig under the tree, and all of his financial problems would be solved. I like that. I want to find that tree. At first, Rabbi Solomon ignored the dreams, but they kept repeating night after night, and he felt compelled to travel to Vienna and seek his fortune. He camped out near the palace and waited for the opportune moment to begin the dig to fortune. Goody, goody, goody. At midnight on the moonless night, he stealthily creeped to the tree and began to dig. His shovel did not get a chance to strike the ground when he felt a rough hand squeeze the back of his neck. "Jew," shouted the palace guard, "what on earth are you doing at 12 midnight, 50 yards from the palace gate, shoveling dirt?" Rabbi Solomon had no choice but to tell the story of the dream and the great fortune that lay beneath the oak tree that he was about to dig up. He even offered to split the booty if only the guard would let him. "You idiot," laughed the guard. "Everyone has dreams. In fact, I myself even dreamt that I would go to the city of Lutz in Poland and dig in the basement of some Jewish tailor's house named Solomon. I too would find a fortune. Ha! Get lost." Well, legend has it that Rabbi Solomon returned to Lutz and after a little digging in his own home became a very wealthy man. We don't have to go to Vienna to dig for our salvation or our knowledge of God. It's here. It's right in front of us. Right here. This is our treasure. There is one requirement. We need a key. Where's that key? Right here. If our key is right, we can open the treasure of God and know what he has for us. We need to have our hearts right before we can get into the treasure. Get your hearts right with God. Shabbat Shalom.